This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours, you and yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, wait a second, what do we got going on here? I don't know what our topic is yet, friends. We're going to have to find out from Leah in Texas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Leah. What say you? Hello?
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Are you talking to me?
I guess I am. I'm just making sure there's no reverb or whatever.
I'm trying to figure out what are we talking about today, Leah? I haven't even introduced today's topic.
Well, not that there needs to be just one. There's so many promises that have been made in the last 48 hours. Not the least of which has come to my attention, the lack of COVID vaccines that have been provided against the promised 100 million in 100 days. Now, this is a large topic on Facebook, and many people seem to feel that it's been not a real effort to begin to embark on that, on achieving that goal. And at the same time, the borders are to be opened, and Arizona, right next door to me, has 700,000 new cases. And I'm wondering, is anybody testing these people before they flood into our country?
I'm just curious. So are you one, Leah, that has drank the Kool-Aid concerning the narrative of the virus? Because the virus has been exposed as a fraud.
I didn't drink that Kool-Aid. Unfortunately, the people in power now have drunk and are trying to sell that Kool-Aid. No, I'm not one of those people. I'm medically trained, and I realize that, all these so-called COVID cases, and I say that with the double fingers, COVID cases are superlative, if you will, diagnosis, because the facilities get extra money from the government for that. Think of it as a response to FEMA. It's sort of an emergency by the governmental definition, and so different governors or who have you, they file for extended relief, and that's how they get it.
Okay, so where are we going, and what's your point, Leah?
I called to ask you where we're going.
I can tell you right now, you know, I got yelled at yesterday by one of my listeners for just running my mouth, and yet I'm out here in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, and I'm going to be preaching tonight, and I'm going to be preaching here Sunday because I just got done preaching at packed churches in Michigan just last week. So the answer And the resolve that the American people are looking for are found within the American people, because we, the people, are the government. I've said this a million times, but I want to add what Thomas Edison said, Leah. He said the American people are to be the strength of the Constitution. And how 330 million people sit back and watch less than 1.7% of the population destroy the rest of us, I know not. But as for me and my house, we're not going to be a part of the problem. We're going to be a part of bringing the answers to the world. That's the church's job, which is found in Isaiah 58:12. So I believe that the resolve is found within us. We already know that those that are selling us the virus are all also the same ones selling us the vaccinations, and they have been exposed time and time again, Luke 12:2, for their fraud. And you can put that up against Ephesians 4:14 as well. So I propose that the resolve is found in the American people, just like it tells us in the Constitution, just like it tells us in Deuteronomy 8:11. And apparently there's some people in this country that don't want to hear that, but then again, they're a part of the problem. So I'd suggest to those that are hearers of the word and doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving themselves, I suggest that we all get busy. So I believe that we can, at the end of the day, save our posterity and give them the baton of freedom the way that our forefathers gave it unto us. That's my proposal.
And I would like to thank you for mentioning, while I was waiting for the privilege of talking with you.
Thank you.
I'm very thankful for your mentioning the foundation of our Constitution. And I've been lately having a lot of self-thought about the separation of church and state. I don't think that that was the intention of Congress.
It's not. I can tell you right now, let me say this really quick, because I literally got about 2 minutes left with you, and I don't want to take away from what you're saying here, but lines between church and state is found nowhere in any founding document in this country. Lines between church and state was an erected wall barring the government from doing what it's doing today to the church, and it was actually the third president of the United States of America, Thomas Jefferson, that coined that phrase, but that coined phrase has been taken out of context by the likes of the ACLU. By the way, who the founder said of the ACLU, Roger Baldwin, the end of the ACLU is communism. So there is no lines between church and state, but there is an erected wall barring the government from what it's doing to the church today. And that's exactly why we're out here preaching today, to prove just that point.
I'm right with you. I'm right there with you.
I have a hard break coming up on me, Leah. I wanted to take your phone call because I've always said that this is the people's radio show. So when I see that you called right away, I wanted to pull you up. So I totally appreciate your phone call. And do call again, would you please?
I sure will. Thank you, Mr. Bradley.
Thank you, Leah. Folks, if you want to call in at any time, you can do that. That's 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to show you that this is your radio show, friends, even before we have a topic. And I appreciate Leah calling in from Texas. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. See who it is that we are, what it is that we are doing, and what it is that we have done. You know us by our fruit, Matthew 7:16. You can also jump over onto sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, and subscribe. Subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also go over to our social platform on the right, live radio, video, whatever the case might be. Join us on live chat, or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and join us on Top Chat as well. Folks, now if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is a radio show.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, broadcasting live from Spring Hill, Tennessee. We'll be preaching in Lawrenceburg at my friend Brandon Taylor's church tonight. And with that said, folks, I don't know what's going on, but we got calls coming in before the topic's even been sprung. But we'll go ahead and take your phone calls. But I do want to highlight one of the things that Leah just said from Texas during the first segment. You know, there's many people that are speculating as to what's going on out there. I believe that for the most part, people know that the virus is real, but not to the point that they've embellished it, not to the point that they've sensationalized it, but blown it way out of proportion, friends. We know that the recovery rate on coronavirus is 99.75%, okay? This is nothing more than control sought by the powers that are tolerated in this country. And we've seen this time and time again in the United States of America as well as in other countries. But I did want to highlight the fact that you do know, Americans, that legendary baseball hero Hank Aaron, he just died at 86 years old. Now, of course, they're not going to tell you why they died, but Hank Aaron died 2 weeks after taking the vaccination. Just in case you didn't know, I wanted to highlight that for you. So you can understand that things are being exposed for what they really are. I had shared with you just yesterday, on Wednesday, we had none other than a pharmaceutical whistleblower. Her name is Maya Khan, and she had shared with us, friends, that all of the death rate is flowing in from those that are taking the vaccinations. And with that said, she said this is all being censored right now. And see, this is why other countries all over the globe right now are standing up in the hundreds of thousands defying their governments, because it took them just a little time to catch on as to what was taking place. And what is taking place? Again, those that are selling you the virus are the same ones selling you the vaccinations, friends. and just consider the source, because you'll see that the apple does not fall too far from the evil tree as to what it is that they mean to implement, and it is depopulation. I didn't say that. The one selling you the narrative did. His name is Bill Gates. I'm going to go ahead and take Carl from Texas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Good day, Dean. How are you, Mr. Dean?
I'm doing good. Thank you, sir.
I just want to preface this. I couldn't believe that guy yesterday talking about sitting in your butt, running your mouth. Sounds like a lot of pride. I hope he hears me. I hope he reconsiders his words. Now, I called because I hear you talking about what can we do. Now, I'm just a disabled vet with a broken back, and I still ain't been able to get help out of the freaking VA. But I'm plugging along. And what I've been considering is, what is it that gives these folks up there in office the idea that they have say over our bodies? And when I consider it, I try to look for their legal angle on, because that's what they back everything up with. This is a legal way of doing it. Whether it's law or not, they try to say this is legal. When even in their own statute, it says it has to agree with what's lawful. The difference between common law and statute, of course. But as I look at it, and I try to determine what can we do, especially a whole man like me with a broken back, the best I can do is write in protest and quiet and tell them that you don't consent, which after all we're supposed to do, you know, governed by consent, right? Everything's under contract. Well, when somebody doesn't disclose the whole contract by law, you're not held to it. You can't be held to it because it wasn't complete disclosure. You didn't know that stipulations of the contract entirely. And it's the same way with this. So wherever they might have twisted to make you, to get you to vote, you have to claim to be a U.S. citizen. If you're going to claim to be a, say, a citizen of the State of the Union, you actually have to go down there and argue with the Justice of the Peace to get on the freaking voter rolls. It's hardly worth your time.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I agree.
Would it be proper to write in and say, hey, I do not consent. I'm not a U.S. citizen. I'm a citizen of the state where I reside. Matter of fact, it's the only paperwork you got. Unless you're living in D.C. or one of their territories, by law, you're really not a U.S. citizen unless you consent to it. And I believe that consent that makes these, oh, my God, these one-sided gaslighting politicians and pretend scientists to think that they own us. Where do they get, this is DNA, and no matter what it is, whether it's in a plant or an animal or something, to go and alter that is copyright infringement against God. I studied DNA in depth.
Yeah.
I was Phi Theta Kappa when I studied it back in 2013 in the little community college where I was at. I'm not toot my own horn or nothing, but I know what I'm talking about here.
Okay. Yeah, well, let me answer this off air, Carl, because I think I've got my gun loaded, per se, as to how to respond. So I appreciate your phone call, Carl, from Texas, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, the American people need to understand that the federal government is a creation of the states. Now, just listen to me carefully. A little kid can understand this. The federal government is a creation of the states. Not the other way around. You have Article 10. The power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, or reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Folks, defy. Defy. The federal government doesn't have any authority to assert the rights of the state. We have the people going to Washington, D.C., which is a great sign of protest. Protestant has meaning. But here's the thing. You already know that they've defended themselves against the American people. Well, then deal with it at the state level. But before that, friends, waking up your communities, wake up your households after you're awake. Wake up your households, then wake up your community. Okay? And then take it to the state, directly to the state, and begin to deal with your representatives and begin to throw off what the federal government needs to implement. The fact of the matter is, the American people, I've said this 1,000 times, you know they work for you. The problem is they're not taking you seriously. So what you need to do is to begin to wake up, again, your households and your communities and your cities and your states, and reinforce the 10th Amendment against what's going on a federal level, because they don't have the authority to do so. One of the things that you were just saying just a moment ago, my friend from Texas, was basically, you know, what they're implementing. Well, the fact of the matter is, much of it's policy, and if you're an attorney, you'll understand what I'm about to say next. Policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. And the fact of the matter is, policy undermines the law. Now, listen carefully as to how this is being played out. When you look at the life of former and the late Senator John Glenn, the guy that said he went to the moon, I wish he would have stayed there had he really went there. The fact of the matter is, he's the one that said if we had to follow the rule of the Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. Friends, if you really have a care about righting the wrongs in your country, you're going to have to read the Word of God, and you're going to have to read your founding document. And you're going to be quite surprised, friends, because what you're going to find is that the power is with the people in this country, not with they, the government. You are they. They is a reflection of who you are. When you read the preamble, what does it say? It says, we, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, all 50 states are union, one nation under God, ruled by the same Mosaic institution, right? Establish what? Justice, ensure domestic tranquility so we can have peace within. Put that up against Isaiah 51, verse 4. Provide for the common defense. That's why we have the Second Amendment. Promote the general welfare. Well, that's what happens. General welfare doesn't mean to take from those that work and give to those that don't work. General welfare means to uphold the laws, because the purpose of government is to maintain order, it's to restrain men from sin, it's to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. If you're talking about the things outside of what I just shared with you, keep in mind, if they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. And keep in mind, to bring that about to a complete resolve, is the burden of proof lies on them that they have the authority to do so in the first place. They don't. One of the things that was just brought up was executive order, once again from our friend from Texas. Executive order has to be congruent with the U.S. Constitution and the Supremacy Clause found in Article 6, Section 2. If it is not, they can call it whatever they want to call it. It's not legal. Hey, folks, it may look like law, may smell like law, but guess what? It's not law. It may look like a duck, may quack like a duck, may walk like a duck, but guess what, friends? Quack, quack. It's not a duck. Okay? It may be some sort of different bird. But I want you to pay attention to your preamble of the U.S. Constitution, because I think it says a lot if you're really looking for the resolve. And put that up against Deuteronomy 8:11. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Senate is giving a green light to retired Army General Lloyd Austin as Secretary of Defense.
The yeas are 93, the nays are 2, and the nomination is confirmed.
Austin easily confirmed in a bipartisan vote. He is one of President Biden's top cabinet picks and becomes the first African American to lead the Pentagon. Janet Yellen on her way to becoming Treasury Secretary after being unanimously recommended in a committee vote this morning. Yellen is a former Fed Reserve Chair and would be the first woman to be Treasury Secretary. A full Senate vote expected to take place later on Friday. Tonight's estimated Mega Millions jackpot is now $1 billion. That's an increase from the original $970 million estimated prize following Tuesday's drawing. That drawing takes place at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. USA Radio News. Bipartisan outrage over images regarding the National Guard.
A day after the inauguration went off with virtually no incidents, more than 10,000 National Guard members still on duty were told to leave the Capitol building and set up in the far side of the senator's parking garage. Senator Tammy Duckworth, an Iraq war veteran, made some calls, and now Capitol Police have apologized to the guardsmen, and they were allowed back into the Capitol building Thursday night. Overnight temperatures were in the 30s. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
All eyes on the economy at the White House. White House Economic Advisor Brian Deese saying big, bold action needs to be taken regarding a coronavirus relief package. All eyes on the economy at the White House.
It's a moment that requires decisive action to beat this pandemic and support the economic recovery that American families need.
Some Republicans concerned about the cost of the plan. USA Radio News.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you'd like to book us, now's the time to do that. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Also wanted to let you know, friends, that we are out in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee. We'll be preaching tonight. We'll be preaching Sunday. We just preached in a packed church in Brighton, Michigan last week, as well as Hastings, Michigan. So, folks, now's the time to, again, book us. 1-866-233-0747. Go over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We even have people right now on Top Chat asking the question, where can we get some reliable information? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com have about 30 contributors, I'm guessing, here or there, but they are in the culture war. They are not a bunch of paper lines or tigers hiding behind a pen or a microphone. They are out on the front doing what is called to be done. Luke 19:10. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also go over to the platform in which we have on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com on the right. Again, subscribe on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. You can see us right up on the front there. Click us on and join us on Top Chat. Now, what I want to do is I want to kind of get over to some of the things that are taking place really quick, and then I got to get to my main topic. And I think this may surprise some of you people, especially all of you Trumpites. This you'll probably appreciate more than anything. But I wanted to highlight one of the things because we're listening to the confirmations right now of that of Joe Biden, who is there by voter fraud, who's an individual that is a known traitor to the United States of America, Luke 22:48. And I want you to understand, friends, the people that he's appointing right now, okay? We have China Joe appoints CIA director with seven-year-long relationship with Communist Party. Okay, the guy's name is Bill Burns. China Joe appoints CIA director with seven-year-long relationship with Chinese Communist Party. Okay? So you need to understand, folks, that you are slowly but surely being given up in the judgments of God. This is the only reason America is in trouble right now, is because you have 330 million people in this country doing nothing but complaining about the problem. I'm going to go ahead and take Virginia, Iris in Virginia, and then what we're going to do is we're going to get to our main topic. Thanks for calling in, Iris. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
Hey, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Good. God bless America.
Amen.
Yeah. I just think it's ridiculous what they did to our National Guard, but knowing that the Democrats hate America so much and lie, cheat, steal whenever they get a chance, it doesn't surprise me any that they're treating our National Guardsmen like trash.
Yeah, I see that. Can I ask you something really quick, Iris?
Sure. Uh-huh.
So when I read Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, it says the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a Republican form of government. Did you know that there's over 101 party affiliations in the United States of America? And I just want to ask you one question. Yeah, I just want to ask you one question. Where does it say anything in the U.S. Constitution about a Democratic Party, even going a step further and identifying or asking the question, where is it in the U.S. Constitution that there's a Republican Party?
I never heard that there was.
There isn't, but you just said the Democrats were the bad guys, right?
Well, I mean, they're the ones that are destroying America and lying and cheating and bringing dead people to vote.
Okay, so let me ask you the next question. Then why haven't the Republicans dealt with them? Because if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left.
Well, because the media is owned by obviously some very corrupt people that can buy votes, opinions, voting machines, software that can infiltrate just about anything. People aren't arrested. Let me ask you the next question,
Iris. So you don't trust the media?
Not one drop.
Okay, then why are you parroting the media?
I don't get your question. I've stopped reading the news, and I've tried not to. I mean, it's just enough to make me sick.
I'm not trying to beat up on you, neither. I'm just trying to straighten out your thought pattern. There is no Democratic Party under the Constitution. There is no Republican Party under the Constitution. There's been a political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. And the problem is too many people in the United States of America haven't taken the time out of gratitude to read their founding documents to understand that when they're talking about the bad guys, the Democrats, and the good guys, the Republicans, it's interesting to note that neither one of them are constitutional, but what they have been is they've been set up to war against each other in political theater to continuously strip away the rights of the American people, and that's what they've done. And here, let's just bring about result concerning my point here. If the American people were doing the right thing all the time, and they were being ruled by God and his moral government, were ruled by common law, the Mosaic Institution in America, if we were doing that, we wouldn't have something called the left, because every time we talk about a left, what are we doing? We're making reference to those that lie, steal, and kill. But if the Republicans are the best that we've got in the country, let's just say it was real, doesn't this really show you how weak and impotent they really are, that you're still talking about a left or the Democratic Party?
Yep, obviously I'm one of the brainwashed.
Well, I'm not saying it like that, Iris. I'm really not.
I didn't take it like that. I'm just saying, in my view, you're American and you follow rules and laws and God, or you're un-American, you break the laws, you get away with murder, and you've got your hand out for all that you can get.
That's right. That's right. Good. Well, we just had a little lesson right there, didn't we? Go ahead and check out Exodus 20 when you get a moment, Iris. I totally appreciate your phone call, but now, folks, for the sake of time, I have to get to my topic. Here's my topic. Did you see what the last administration did before leaving Washington, D.C.? Anybody pay attention to this? I mean, this is insanity. Hey, folks, how is it that the American people gave a pass to Donald Trump for the exact same thing that Biden is guilty of? Treason. Bradley, what are you talking about? Treason in the United States, Webster's 1828, treason is confined to the actual levying of war against the United States or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. It is what it is. Matter of fact, if you look at Article 2, Section 4, your said representatives can be impeached for the smallest fraction or transgression of American law. I didn't say anything about treason. I'm talking about misdemeanor. It's also kind of interesting to see how Donald Trump called Biden out for treason and yet failed to prosecute him for doing so. And no doubt Biden is guilty. But did you pay attention as to what Trump did before leaving office? Put this up against Luke 22:48. Now listen carefully. Was anyone paying attention to the fact that Donald Trump signed? Donald Trump signed. He didn't veto it. This COVID-19 relief bill just before parting from the People's White House, a bill that literally funded America's enemies. And by the way, this isn't the first time he's done this. He's done this quite a few times. Again, just for the record, this is not the first time that he's done this. He did this at the very beginning of his incumbency, and he did it again right before he departed the People's White House. ABC reported that this is telling the truth, folks. This is blurting the truth out in their confusion, and this is what they did. They reported the facts of the matter. ABC 7 reported the Washington, D.C. pork inside the new COVID-19 stimulus bill. You ready for this? It's called the COVID relief bill, but it has almost nothing to do with COVID. He said this bill contains, Donald Trump did, $85.5 million for assistance to Cambodia, $130 million to Burma, $1.3 billion for Egypt. This is Donald Trump and the Egyptian military. $1.3 billion he gave to them. He stole your money, and he gave it to your sworn enemy. Okay? By the way, the $1.3 billion for Egypt and the Egyptian military, exclusively, almost all of it, will go to the Russian military equipment, just for the record. $25 million for democracy and gender programs in Pakistan, $505 million to Belize, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, and Panama. I challenge anybody to cross-check everything I'm telling you. How is it that when Biden does it, everybody's up in arms? But when Donald Trump does it, they want to ignore the fact that he's the one that just did it. He just teed up Joe Biden for you. He just got done calling out Joe Biden for treason and failed to prosecute him, failed to execute the laws found in Article 2, Section 3. Don't give me none of your excuses, because your excuses are the very things that are forging your chain. How's that working out for you, Americans? How about this one? $40 million for the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., which is not even open for business. $1 billion for the Smithsonian, and an additional $154 million for the National Gallery of Art. Oh, by the way, likewise, these faculties and facilities, I'm sorry, are essentially not even open yet. Oh, okay? That's aiding and abetting your enemy. This is what Donald Trump did about 3 weeks ago. How come nobody's talking about that? How come everybody's just talking about big bad Biden? Give me a break, folks. No one takes him serious. But how many strain at the net and swallow the big camel when it comes to Donald Trump? Oh, just wait a second, friend. I'm going to come back and show you who he just pardoned before he walked out of the People's White House. Sons of Liberty Radio.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I see some more people on live chat saying right now, the country will never come back. It's too dark now. I know this is what we're up against. It's what we've always been up against, friends. It's been my war since day one. That's exactly why I went into the public schools, because the kids were being subjected to parents that are feeding this gloom and doom, and they're trying to figure out why there's such a high rate of suicide, which is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Don't do that. But again, I just see the responses of literally hundreds of people right now, and I got to tell you, it's very small, these responses, but I got to tell you, a little leaving us a whole lump, friends, and they're poison. They mean to infect the body of the American people that throw their hands up and do nothing about what's going on here. Well, as for me and my lot, we're going to serve the Lord here, just for the record. I just shared with you the treason committed by Donald Trump before leaving the People's White House, signing the COVID-19 bill, which had very little to do with COVID-19. By the way, they're trying to tee up another one right now. These vultures are doing nothing but preying in on the American taxpayers and their coffers. They're trying to steal away blind the American people under the guise of an indivisible or invisible enemy. Forgive me. Folks, they're criminals. That's just the bottom line. These are criminals, okay, just for the record. Okay, I want to say this. The Bible is clear. in Isaiah 26:9, that when the judgments of the Lord are in the world, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Okay? That's what's happening right now. When you read Proverbs 28, this falls to the feet of the said president of the United States, namely Donald Trump. It tells us a king that sitteth in the throne, law is king in this country, a king that sitteth in the throne of judgment scattereth away all evil with his eye. Is that what's done? Nope. What's the fruit of the lack of judgment? I can tell you. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest of men are exalted. Joe Biden was teed up, Americans. And now he's there. If Donald Trump wanted to make America great again, he would have did it the first day that he was in office. Is it not interesting that Joe Biden has been signing executive order unconstitutionally after executive order after executive order, un-American, foreign to the U.S. Constitution? For some reason or another, the American people have succumbed to the fact that they can do what's wrong, but when Donald Trump's in the office of the presidency of the United States of America for over 5 years and he prosecutes absolutely no one, they still haven't figured it out. This is the ignorance. This is the blindness that the American people are dealing with today. And I'm going to tell you what, you stick to the word, the Lord will put eye salve on your eyes and he'll open your ears to see and understand as to what's going on. And again, friends, it doesn't get any plainer than the nose on your face as to what's going on. I got 7 minutes left. I'm not going to take any phone calls. I'm done with that for the day. But I want you to get to the second point concerning what the Business Insider just reported as to what Donald Trump did right before he left the People's White House. Trump issued 73 pardons and 70 commutations and a final wave of executive clemency and the grants before leaving office. President Donald Trump, he doesn't know how to prosecute Washington's criminals, but he sure knows how to pardon them, doesn't he? You see this? President Donald Trump issued a clemency list Tuesday as one of his final actions in office. Trump was criticized. That's it. Nothing more. Soft judges, Americans, produce hardened criminals. And that's exactly why you have hardened criminal politicians on the horizon today, because you're soft judges. Trump was criticized for bypassing the DOJ review process covering which gets executive clemency. He just went outside of his authority, just like the rest of them, right? Steve Bannon, Lil Wayne, really? Elliot Brody were among the names on the list. President Donald Trump issued more than 140 pardons and commutations last Tuesday night and early Wednesday morning as one of his final acts in office. His final acts in office. And what did he do, friends? He pardoned more criminals. The Washington Post reported that Trump and close aides, including his daughter Ivanka and son-in-law Jared Kushner, drew up the list during a Sunday meeting in the Oval Office. The New York Times reported that Ivanka Trump sent the final list to the White House Counsel's office for approval and that the Justice Department's Pardon Office, which typically reviews who is granted executive clemency, was not included in the process. In other words, Trump broke the law. He broke the law. And what did he do? He granted clemency. He pardoned more criminals. Former chief strategist Steve Bannon will be pardoned. Former mayor Quam Kilpatrick of Detroit will be granted a commutation for tax evasion, friends. Rapper Lil Wayne will be pardoned for possession of a gun. And the list goes on. Former RNC finance chair Elliot Brody will be pardoned. In total, the White House announced 73 pardons and 70 commutations in the latest round. George Papadopoulos, a former Trump campaign foreign policy aide who pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI and the Russian investigation, was pardoned by Donald Trump. Is this how you make America great again, friends? Absolutely not. Alex Van Der Zwan, a Dutch lawyer who pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI and the Russian investigation, will be pardoned. Roger Stone, who was convicted in the Russian investigation of multiple felony counts of making false statements, obstruction, and witness tampering, will be pardoned. Paul Manafort, the former Trump campaign chairman who was convicted of 8 counts of tax fraud, bank fraud, and failure to report foreign bank accounts, who pleaded guilty to conspiracy and obstruction, President Donald Trump pardoned before he left the People's White House. You see how this works, friends? Do you understand why he didn't prosecute the Clintons, the Bushes, the Obamas, or that of Joe Biden? Because he's one of them. Former Republican Rep. Steve Stockman, who was convicted of 23 counts of fraud, money laundering, conspiracy, and false statements. And you know what's just the sickest thing about all this, friends? How many conversations I have with people that call themselves Christians, and they still don't, they still can't figure it out. Why didn't he do what he said he was going to do? What do we see today? All these Trumpites crying over their man that made America great again? Really? Are you really that blind? Are you really that ignorant? The Lord said to judge him by his fruit. And what does he do? He bears the fruit on the branches of his wicked tree, Matthew 7:16, right before he betrays the American people again by teeing up a Joe Biden. Again, keep in mind, if you'd have prosecuted Joe Biden, he wouldn't be there right now, would he? No. He's a pro tempore fence. He's a sit-in Joe Biden-ist. He's a puppet. These are actors. They are clowns in the circus of politics, nothing more. Every single one of them. There is no left-right, friends. They both work for the powers that the American people tolerate. That's what it is. And any politician is going along with me right now. Though he doesn't like me, he knows what I'm telling you is exactly the truth. You can laugh at corrupt politicians all you want to, America. You're the ones that are being laughed at. Former Republican Rep. Chris Collins, who pleaded guilty to making false statements to the FBI, conspiring to commit security fraud. Donald Trump pardoned him. He pardoned him. Hey, folks, don't forget, Trump has a history of granting pardon and clemency to that of criminals. And yet has absolutely no history whatsoever of prosecuting those that he promised that he would for treason. You're not missing anything, Americans. The fact of the matter is Joe Biden is the best medicine for Americans. See, what most didn't pay attention to, and I did every single step of the way, and so did we at sonsoflibertymedia.com, what you're afraid that Joe Biden would do to you, Donald Trump was doing to you for 5 years. And you have all these conservatives of the day, which are nothing more than yesterday's liberals, who are good for nothing but to be trodden underfoot, Matthew 13, trying to save Donald Trump so he can continue on as they're begging for more judgment. They failed to be ruled by God, therefore they're given over to their favorite politician of the day, who is continuously undermining them as God is continuously judging the nation. You've seen that Trump sometime back, friends, he actually pardoned that of Rod Blagojevich, who was unrepentant for his crimes against the people. You all remember this, right? I just want to make sure that you all remember this. But I believe Mr. Blagojevich was responsible for 8 felony charges. And Donald Trump said that he was prosecuted unfairly. I strongly suggest that you get the Word of God and the Constitution for our kids' sake. Love you by what I do. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.